Hello and welcome to episode 3 of World of Podcast, a World of Warcraft podcast. In this episode, we're going to be discussing patch 1.9, the new events it has brought about, the new instances, what we know of them anyway, and what this means for everyone on the servers. Let's get right into it, shall we? As most of us know, 1.9 was also the big paladin talent change content patch. I don't know, some paladins are enjoying the changes, others aren't. You know, you can look at it in a lot of different ways. Blizzard changed those talent trees around about 3 times before finally releasing 1.9. After a lot of paladins complained about the way they were through their first test run release. And even now there are a lot of paladins that see it as the death of the paladin class. Basically, a lot of paladins are just upset that they didn't get more normalized damage, that the retribution paladins are still more crittidins as opposed to having something with a more manageable and constant DPS. Others are liking the new Holy Tree. I don't know too much. My paladin's very low level. I don't even have talents yet. I just started him. I was just fooling around. Just figured I'd make him right before the change. So I can't really comment too much on them. You'd have to ask someone who plays a paladin what they really think. Most of the paladins I play with, however, liked to be Heladins, so they like the new Holy and Protection trees, and are pretty much all Holy and Protection spec right now. Of course, not every Paladin player is going to want to be a Holy or Protection spec Paladin. Some might want to be Retribution Paladins, as they're generally better in PvP, at least as far as damage dealing goes, over their Holy and Protection spec brethren. So like I said, I really can't comment too much about the Paladin changes, because my Paladin is just too low of a level to really be something that I can explain and talk about in a worthwhile type of content here. You know, I don't want to sit there and speculate on a class that I don't know too much about and say, hey, yeah, this really worked, or hey, yeah, this really sucked. So if you know any paladins, or if any paladins want to email me and tell me what they think, you know, I'll be sure to discuss it next episode. That's not a problem. So if you know any paladins who might want to comment on this, or if you're a paladin player yourself, just email me at UncleThursday@gmail.com. Give me your comments on what you feel about the new talent review, and I'll be sure to talk about it next episode with your comments. Now, before we really get into the content aspect of 1.9, we really can't go any further without saying that Blizzard really screwed the pooch when it comes to the release of this patch. This has got to be one of the buggiest patches ever released for any game ever. Seriously, this game sat there and was working pretty much okay. And then 1.9 comes out, and now people can't level up their trade skills. Mages polymorphs were, until a hotfix, roaming really far away as sheep and aggroing other mobs. There was a problem with the Zul'Garub instance, where if a Berserker feared or thunderclapped you, your client would just crash. That's always really fun in the middle of a raid. There was a problem with Molten Core, where the Core Hound pack before Lucifron was bugged, so the last one to die, even if it was within the 10 seconds of all the other ones, just simply would sit there at 1% health and never let you get out of combat, which didn't help. And then if you wiped on Lucifron, the entire Core Hound pack would respawn immediately instead of the 15 minutes it's supposed to take. So yeah, this has been a pretty bad release. My brother and I were talking, and we basically said it seems that Blizzard took too much time on working on AQ on Courage, the big content part of this patch, and not enough time checking their own code and making sure that the new code they're introducing didn't break the old code, which it did. And that's the problem. There was not enough time. This patch probably should have not come out for at least another 2 to 3 weeks. We could have waited 2 to 3 weeks for this. We could have waited 2 to 3 weeks for the talent review. All that stuff just to deal with the fact that we wouldn't have billions of little annoying bugs going on. That really just hurts everybody involved. I mean, if you're a low-level alt or a fresh player, you can't level up your trade skills unless you're in a major city. How shitty is that? If you are, a raider and you're out there trying to raid Zul'Garub, oh my god, the game just crashes when a certain mob does a certain attack. Same thing with Molten Core. Oh my god, you can't get out of combat and get your mana back, so that takes forever. And then the damn Core Hounds respawn immediately anyway. This was not a patch that should have been released in its current form. It should have literally been at least another 2 to 3 weeks before this patch came out for the bug fixes. Every patch has had bugs, but none of them have been as widespread and as damaging to the game as 1.9 for as long as I can remember. This patch seriously was just released way too early with way too many bugs because Blizzard wanted to get this new 20 and 40 man raid content out and they didn't bother to just check the rest of the patch. They're only discussing a few different issues now and they've hotfixed a few others like the Zul'Garub one no longer happens. I don't know about the Molten Core one. Supposedly they fixed the Mage's Sheep one. Come on. This patch just shows do not rush out content. You've got to check the damn thing for bugs. Because if it's going to break the game, and a lot of people were complaining about some of these issues on the test server, mind you. You know, they put up this public test server, and then they don't even listen to the feedback saying, hey, this is bugged, hey, that's bugged, whatever. And that's been happening forever. Well, you know, druids were complaining that their ferocious bite ability in cat form for the longest time on the test server was removing all combo points, even if it was missed or parried or blocked. It took them until 1.8 to get that, and that problem started happening in 1.5. You know, there are just so many things that Blizzard doesn't check when they release these patches, or they just don't listen to the feedback that says, hey, this patch isn't ready to come out, fix it, that they're going to end up hurting themselves a lot more because now their tech support team has to work that much harder to try and fix something and hot fix things that are already out when they could have done it when it was on a controlled test realm and on their internal servers and there's nothing that's harming anybody who's currently playing. Now that just doesn't happen. So just realize this, people. This patch sucked when it comes to its massive amount of bugs and problems. Blizzard, if you listen to this, next time you release a patch, check the damn thing and make sure that you've worked out most of the bugs at least, because some of these bugs were game-breaking, and we cannot afford to have another patch like this come out. So moving beyond the problems that came with 1.9, we can move into the real meat of the matter, and that is the new Encourage raid instance, which is a winged instance, 20 and 40 man. One instance is 20 man, one instance is 40 man. To facilitate the opening up of the instance, however, there is a huge world event going on. This world event involves people basically mindlessly farming tons and tons of mats. Literally, every server has to get over 3 million different mats. It sounds like a lot, and it is. The Alliance actually has to get over a million more than the Horde because of, you know, population imbalances on most servers. And it's going to take a little while. There's a lot of people who personally don't like this. Most of these are the people who don't raid. And I tend to agree with them because a lot of them are like, why the hell should I bother gathering these materials to turn in so that these hardcore raiders can go out and just get more gear that's just way better than mine and I'll never catch up anyway. And, you know, to a point I have to agree. There's no point for a lot of you people to do that. However, you can do what I'm doing. Turn in a few and then sell the rest. Profit from it. War profiteering for the win. I could care less if it takes the full 4 months, it's, you know, to get this out. Blizzard has already stated that if the gates have not opened in 4 months, they will open it themselves. So there's plenty of time to make some money. There's plenty of time to go out and gather the 2,444,000 items necessary for the Alliance side and the 1,400,000 on the Horde side. Plenty of time. You know, this isn't something that has to be opened up tomorrow. And most people would probably agree that they don't care if it gets opened up tomorrow because they're not raiding it, so they don't care. Only the guilds that, you know, have Blackwing Lair on farm status are even going to be going into AQ40. And everyone else is like, who gives a shit? There's no point.
We're not going to bother. The only thing they're going to get out of it is they get rep and they get, like, a green item and a scroll every turn-in. Most people aren't looking to get that, especially because a lot of the turn-ins are too low a level for them anyway. Unless you send the stuff to your alt and then you get it for your alt, but even then you'll probably find better gear. Ooh, pardon me. By the time your alt is to the level to use it anyway. So, some people are not liking it. Others are. Others are thinking, wow, this is great. It's a world event. It's something that gets the whole server involved. Some PvP servers have even called a truce in order to try to get the gates opened, which is fine for them if they want to do it. And if other people don't, you know, watch out for being ganked. That's all I have to say. Hey, I could care less. I really could. We're still on Zul'Gurub. We haven't really made much progress in Molten Core lately, and we're trying to get people geared up from Zul'Gurub to go to Molten Core. So I could really care less if it takes these gates 4 months to open. Now, I'm sure some of the guilds on my server, who have already expressed displeasure at people saying this, will feel very differently, but I don't care. I really don't. You guys want to get it? You guys go out and farm. Stop your raids. Go farm. It's not that hard. I realize you won't be getting your fat loots while you're farming, but if you want to get these gates open, you better do it. Because we're not going to do it for you. At least not without a price. I'm selling my leathers for more money than I've ever sold them before, and I'm loving it. And if you people want to buy it to try to get these gates open, hey, I'll farm it. I'll farm for 5 hours a day, and if I make 500 gold a day because of it, hey, you're just helping me and all my characters. I don't really care. That's how this game is going to work for this. I'm not getting anything out of AQ40. I'm not getting anything out of AQ20 right away. There's no reason for me to open it, but I can get tons of money by selling you the items that I get from my farming. And, hey, that's what a capitalist society is all about. If you want to call me a war profiteer, I'll gladly join our esteemed idiot-in-chief and vice president in doing this with their own war profiteering from the Iraqi war. Hey, they can do it, so can I. Of course, one of the things that the raiders are pointing out is, hey, look, there's some five-man and solo quests that you can do, and ZOMG, you can get epics. Well, I looked at these rewards from these mindless, endless rep grinds for the Cenarian Circle. They're not worth it. They're really not. If you are a solo, five-man, whatever, you know, non-raider, these rewards are not worth it. They are literally, the blue items are, there's like two good ones. The, quote, epic quality items are a downgrade from many superior quality upgrades, or items, I should say. They're just not worth it. They're not worth your time and effort to go out and farm this rep. You know, I saw one mace on there that's epic, and it's like, ooh, a mace, epic druid. It's got no stats, so it's freaking useless. Absolutely useless to a druid. Except that it gives plus 40 to heal and like plus, I think it's plus 2% chance to crit with spells. Doesn't make up for the loss of stats, it really doesn't. I mean, you can get a much better staff, the Trindlehaven staff you can get and be much better off. You could, if you are able to raid Zul'Gurub, you could try to kill Arlok and get the Will of Arlok, which still has 19 in intellect and increases healing by 48. There's no point in going for these epic rewards or the blue superior rewards because they're not worth it. They really aren't. These are thrown out as bones to say, look, we made small content. Even though it's already assumed that for the epic quality rewards, the two items that you need for them, the Mark of Cenarius and the Mark of Romulus, you have to go into the 20 and 40 man raids anyway, which sort of defeats the whole purpose, and it turns into another, oh look, Silithius is going to be our, you know, new casual slash non-raider content. And then you go, okay, let's go do these quests, la 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 la, I'm doing quests, what the fuck, I have to do a raid? Because every single quest, in order to fully complete the quest in Silithus, you need to go out and you have to kill a 20 to 40 man raid boss. That's not non-raid content, Blizzard. It really isn't. And if these marks of Romulus and these marks of Cenarius drop in the 20 and 40 man raid areas, that's not raid content. I don't know what Teagle and Fuhrer, you know, your EverQuest players turned developers have told you, but if you have to go into a raid, it doesn't mean it's not, you know, it's non-raid content. Learn. Think. It just doesn't freaking work. These are raid items, raid quests, so you can't say, look, it's non-raid content. Sure, it's non-raid content for a little while, and then it's quick, grab 19 or 39 other people and go kill this thing or go run this instance. Doesn't work that way. The people who are asking for non-raid content don't want a bait and switch like the last Silithius patch. And if this one is going to turn out to be the same way, that once these gates open, and in order to get the epic quality shitty gear from the Cenarian Circle quests, you have to go into a raid instance, then it's still raid content. I don't know when Blizzard is going to get it through their heads that this is not what everybody wants. Only the raiders want the raid content. The people who don't raid and who can't raid for whatever reasons don't want raid content. Get it through your thick skulls. Fire Teagle and Fuhrer if you have to, but get it through your skulls. So we're going to have to see where those marks of Cenarius and marks of Romulus end up dropping from. But if they are from the 20 and 40 man raids, then Blizzard has failed yet again to bring out content with meaningful progression for the non-raider. And even if they don't, when you look at these rewards that the Cenarian Circle quests are giving, they're not upgrades. Matter of fact, many of the epic items, like I said, are worse than, you know, the blue items that you can get from other areas. There is simply no point in going for these items right now. None at all. Blizzard, you're failing when it comes to this. You really are. You don't realize that when people want progression, they don't want downgrades in equipment. Because that's not progression. That's regression. Look up the difference between the two. Just putting a purple name on something doesn't make it automatically better than other items that the characters can already get. Plus, we add in the fact that these rewards aren't class-specific or anything else like that. So it's like, ooh yay, I'm a cloth wearer. I get to choose a plate pair of bracers or a, you know, and you look at this and you're like, what? Can't you at least make it so that they're class-specific so that, or, you know, if not class-specific so that the cloth wearers get to, you know, get to wear cloth. The mail wearers get to wear mail. The leather wearers with leather. The plate with plate. I mean, what's the point of putting in these items when half of them are useless to everybody? You know? That doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. It makes no sense whatsoever to make these rewards so arbitrary for something that people are going to be farming literally for months to get. And I know if I, you know, if I bother to do these, which I'm not going to want to have to like look and say, well, I've got a choice of four items, but one of them's plate, so that's out of the question right there. It just boggles my mind. It really does. I don't understand what's going on here. I seriously just say fire Teagle and fire Fuhrer, and let's get some designers in there who understand that content and progression does not have to be the EverQuest-style endless raids. That you can do stuff with smaller content and make it meaningful and make it worth something to the people who don't want to raid. It's not that hard to figure out. They're claiming 1.10 is going to have some new, you know, non-raid content. Well, they claim that in 1.8 too, and they claim that in 1.9. But we're going to have to see for 1.9, and we're going to have to see for 1.10, because 1.8 certainly didn't contain the non-raid content, because all of the quests that you could do that weren't raid quests led into raids, which, again, made them raid content. So we're going to have to see how Blizzard does this, because right now I don't have much faith in them. And to prove my point, I'm going to just explain the different rewards for these quests. For the Volunteers Battle Gear, there's a choice of leather gloves with +9 intellect and increased damage and healing by magic spells and effects by up to 27. Not really much of an upgrade for most of us. 9 intellect. My gloves have like 18. Thanks. Let's see. Band of Earth and Wrath. It's a ring. +8 intellect. Improves your chance to get a critical strike with spells by 1% and restores 3 mana per 5 seconds. See, that one's not bad. That's the good one out of this for casters. And then there is the Earthweave Cloak, which is good for hunters and rogues. +15 agility, improves your chance to hit by 1%. The next part of the Veterans Battle Gear, there's the Grace of Earth, which is a trinket, which is actually kind of a neat trinket. Reduces your threat to nearby targets, making them less likely to attack you, but you have to use it, so it's not a passive effect. Band of Earth and Might. This one's not bad for rogues. +6 strength. It's a ring. Improves your chance to get a critical strike by 1 and improves your chance to hit by 1. And then the Earth Power Vest, which is cloth. +22 intellect. Improves your chance to get a critical strike with spells by 1% and increases damage and healing done by spells and effects by up to 25. So that's not too bad if you're a cloth wearer. If you're not a cloth wearer, you know, I mean, let's just look at what was there. There's nothing for hunters, really. Well, Band of Earth and Might could be used for hunters. Warriors, they're not going to get the critical strike and hit, really. Not the tank warriors, anyway. They're going to want to keep their stuff with plus defense. Then you've got the Stalwarts Battle Gear, which is your first epic pieces, supposedly. Actually, the bracers aren't too bad. 19 strength, 10 agility, 8 stamina for plate. But that's still not really worth going for. There's an offhand item for casters. +10 intellect, restores 8 mana per 5 seconds. Increases healing done by spells and effects by up to 18. I would actually probably go for that, given the choice of anything else. Some cloth bracers, the Rock Fury bracers. 7 fire resistance, increase healing and damage by up to 27, and improves your chance to hit with spells by 1%. And the Might of Cenarius, it is a fingers. Now this one's not bad for rogues, I guess. I don't know, maybe warriors. +8 stamina, +4 weapon damage, and improves your chance to hit by 1. You know, listen to these things, and then go look up other items that are of equal quality, and you're going to see that these things are pretty shitty. They really are. Here's that mace I was talking about, a two-handed mace. It's a 62.6 damage per second mace, has 0 stats. Increases damage and healing by up to 40 and improves your chance to get a critical strike by spell with spells by 2%. That was called the Fist of Cenarius. The Wrath of Cenarius is a ring. It has no stats. Its only ability is chance on hit with attack spells to increase the damage of your spells and effects by up to 132 for 10 seconds. Okay, so that's a chance on hit, and we all know that chance on hit stuff doesn't proc that often. And then there is Earthstrike, a trinket. Use and increase your melee and ranged attack power by 280. Last 20 seconds. That's it. Those are your epic. That's your exalted... your exalted rewards for the Cenarian Circle for these quests, in which you need 15 Cenarian combat badges, 20 Cenarian logistics badges, 20 tactical badges, and 1 mark of Cenarius, and we have no clue where the Cenarius badges come from. but these are not really worth going out of your way to get. This entire thing is pretty useless. You know, maybe for PvP mages or warlocks, they wouldn't mind having the Wrath of Cenarius. I can't think of a single druid who's going to go for the Fist of Cenarius, because without the stats, there's no reason to go for it when you can get better gear that's blue in quality, for one. Maybe it doesn't do as much damage, but it does better stats, which makes up for it. And then the Earth Strike, yeah, I could see maybe hunters, maybe rogues using it, but we don't know how long the cooldown is. It's rumored to be 2 minutes. If so, then that's actually not a bad trinket. But if it's longer than 2 minutes, it's pretty useless. It really is. And these are the rewards that Blizzard is putting out, saying, look what we've given you. And they suck. They all pretty much suck. There's like 3 good items out of that entire list that I just listed off. That's not anything that can be, you know, looked at and said, yes, let me quickly go out and grind forever to get these damn things and do these repeatable quests, which I'll get a little bit of rep every time I kill something and a little bit more rep every time I turn them in. There's no point. None at all. Don't even bother. I really can say with all certainty that I find these things to be absolute shit. There's no reason for me to do these quests ever. Well, actually no, there is a reason for me to do the quests later, and that's when the expansion comes out and they'll be worth experience to me again. Other than that, there is no reason to do these quests. I don't need Cenarian faction that bad. I'm already friendly with them just because I'm a druid. So, whatever. These things are just completely worthless to me, and they're completely worthless to a lot of other people who've been complaining about them too. So, make your choice. You can do it if you want. I say it's not worth it, and I say we show Blizzard we feel they're not worth it by not doing them. And when they ask how come you guys aren't doing them, you go, look at the rewards. They fucking suck. Of course, turning in all of the resources is not the only way to open the gates. After that, there is plenty more to do, which includes killing multiple world raid bosses. So again, most of the server populations on every server left out. I don't know. I'm not excited about Ankaraj. I really am not. I really could care less. If it takes 4 months to open, fine. I'll make my money while I do it. I will sit there and I will sell my leathers for outrageous prices so that these idiots who want to get it open as fast as possible pay me the money for it. And if I make over 2,000 gold by the end of it, oh well. Anyway, it's actually time for me to go to a raid. I have a Zul'Garub raid tonight. We're taking out Marley, and then we're going after Hakkar. We killed 5 bosses last night in one run, so we're just going to try to take out Hakkar now, and then maybe go after Jindo the Hexar. So with this, I'm going to leave you guys. I will be back in 2 weeks. You can send me an email at UncleThursday@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know anything you want to let me know. I don't care at this point. Just send me some email and I'll get to reading it. I'll respond if I feel like it or if I can. We'll see what goes on. And, you know, if you give me topics to discuss, I might discuss them on the show. So, with that, I bid you all an adieu, and I hope you all had a happy new year. See you later.